This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, this is Lord Mayor Sally Capp. You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Sally Von Capp, come on down. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca. Excuse me, and Nevena. Big cheerio to all our listeners, including those on Government House Drive. Hope you're listening in. Who's our next guest?
Macca, we're excited to welcome onto the show for the first time. We have Liz Walsh from the Victorian Socialist Party. Welcome to Saturday Magazine, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
Liz, this is the first time that we're speaking with you, and you ran as the Western Metro candidate in 2022 for the Victorian Socialist Party. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your political background, and why you chose to run in the Victorian state election last year?
Well, I've been involved in social movement activism since my university days, actually earlier, since high school. I was a part of high school walkouts against Pauline Hanson during her first, big wave of whipping up racism. I've been involved in refugee solidarity movements, standing up against the far right. Right. Recently, we've been protesting the attempts by Nazis to build a base in the Western suburbs.
Mm.
And through my uni days, I was involved with Students for Palestine. So I've got a long history in standing in solidarity with Palestine. But in 2018, I was a part of founding the Victorian Socialists, and for the last 5 years, we've been trying to build a left-wing voice in electoral politics. So not only trying to build support for social justice on the streets, but also get people to vote for equality and social justice. And that's why I've been part of building Victorian Socialists, and why I guess I stood in the Western suburbs, because I think, you know, the major parties are committed to the interests of the rich, don't care about the lives of ordinary people, and I think we need a strident alternative that stands up for the rights of ordinary people.
And the Victorian Socialist Party is a relatively new party, and you've mm-hmm. just mentioned that you were a part of bringing it together. Can you tell us a bit about your policies, how you've come to be, and how you contested the last Victorian state election?
Sure. I guess Victorian Socialists is a coalition of socialists, of trade unionists, and activists. As you said, we're quite new. We've been around for the last 5 years. And in terms of some of our key, policies, we've been campaigning particularly around questions of housing affordability.
Mm.
You know, we're opposed to the Labor government's plans to bulldoze public housing, and we know that social housing is no adequate alternative. So we're very much defenders of affordable housing, of public housing, and housing being a human right. Some of the other questions we've been raising is the importance basically of opposing neoliberal policies, that the privatisation of core services, whether that be electricity or public transport, has been a disaster for ordinary people. It means that these services are run for profit, aren't run to meet people's needs. And so we oppose privatisation. We're for public ownership of these services. Climate change has been a big issue that we've been campaigning around. I personally organised, for instance, also on another issue, rallies in defence of abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
So when the US basically criminalised abortion across the United States, we took a stand here in Melbourne in solidarity with people in the United States, but also to push for an expansion of our reproductive rights here. So that's also something we're very passionate about.
One thing that it's Macca here, Liz. A lot of people, I'm a bit of a stats person, and I mm-hmm. love statistics because they tell a story. A lot of our listeners may not realise that in a number of seats, Victorian Socialists outpolled the Greens.
Hmm,
and
right.
Yeah, which, you know.
And that's significant for a number of reasons, Macca. The Greens have obviously existed for a larger period of time. The Greens also have an existing political brand in this country. Liz, what's your reflection on hearing and knowing that stat?
Yeah, I guess it, in the seats where we outpolled the Greens, it was generally in the outer suburbs and in the north and west. And I think it reflects that there's a hunger for class politics, for people talking about the interests and needs of working class people, which people see the Greens as not really reflecting, even if they can have decent policies that, on the whole, as a political organisation, people view the Greens as quite middle class, concerned about the interests of wealthier people, that they don't genuinely reflect working class interests. So I think that's a big part of it. And for us, you know, we've been trying to draw together, I guess, the two strains of being fighters for working class people's rights, for higher wages, for housing affordability, for our union rights, things like that, as well as being giant supporters of social justice. We're trying to, I guess, marry those two questions. And we found in the outer west, there's a real audience for that. Mm. Also, the fact that we've have a long history of Palestine solidarity work has also meant for a lot of people in the northern suburbs from Arab and Muslim backgrounds that, you know, we clearly understand the struggles and the horror that people in Palestine are experiencing. And so that's also found real resonance. A lot of people support us because we're one of the few parties, basically the only party that stands unequivocally on the side of Palestinians. And that, I think, is also part of why we get a good vote in some of the electorates.
So the Victorian Socialists did release a statement on Palestine, and it was also interesting to see that commentary on your Twitter has not only been subject to conversation in Australia, but also overseas. Disgraced commentator Jordan Peterson weighed in on that. Could you speak to the statement that Victorian Socialists released on Palestine and what has been happening online in your view?
Yeah, right. The Victorian Socialists, as you said, put out a statement because we think that it's absolutely horrific what's happening in Palestine. We've seen Israel's preparing another wave of ethnic cleansing, of mass dispossession of the Palestinian people. And in the West, in terms of our media, in terms of our politicians, all we hear about is that Israel has a right to defend itself. Now, you know, we're appalled by the loss of civilian life. We don't support Hamas targeting civilians. But what's happening right now is Israel targeting civilians on a massive scale. So hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced. A million in the north of Gaza have been told to, they've got 24 hours to get out of their homes. Over 1,500 civilians have been killed. Hospitals have been targeted. Ambulances have been targeted. Universities have been flattened. So, you know, Israel is preparing and committing massive war crimes, and we hear nothing of that basically in the Western press. And we know that our prime minister has backed Israel's violence down the line. Penny Wong even said that it was complicated when she was asked her attitude to the tightening of the siege on Gaza, with Israel refusing food, water, electricity on an already very impoverished civilian population. She said it was complicated. So we think it's really important that political organizations speak out against these atrocities, these war crimes, and make it clear to the Palestinians that they're not alone, that there are people all across the world, even in the West, that defend their right to life.
How can it be complicated to respect everyone's human rights? That's what I, you know, we spoke about this earlier, Liz, and you know that respectful conversation and the right to be heard is so important. And you know, the reporting of this, depending on which outlet you listen to, it's pretty hard to find any sort of balance on either side of this, you know, whether it's the Palestinian side, whether it's the Israeli side. It's very, very difficult, isn't it, and when you have our foreign minister saying it's complicated, well, with respect, Penny, that's why you're foreign minister, so you can get your head around such complicated issues.
Well, I guess, yeah, so, I mean, I would say that there isn't a symmetry in the conflict. We're talking about, you know, so, yes, we are talking about Israel, one of the most armed-to-the-teeth wealthiest nations in the world, waging war on basically a population of refugees. So if people understand the history of Gaza, Gaza is basically formed out of Palestinians fleeing their homes with the establishment of Israel in 1948. With violence and terror, Palestinians, hundreds of thousands, 750,000, were forced out of their homes, mainly to Gaza. So people aren't usually indigenous, actually, to Gaza. They themselves are refugee populations from other cities like Haifa. So, you know, the last basically 75 years has been one of unrelenting violence against the Palestinian people, of ongoing theft of land, destruction of crops, of illegal settlers shooting Palestinian civilians, of regular massacres in Gaza by the Israeli military. So I think it is important to understand the overall context beyond just the immediate events, but to think about how did we get here? And you know, this year, today, we're voting with the referendum, and hopefully there'll be millions of people, even if it ends up losing, but there'll still be millions of people who make a statement that they recognise that it was, you know, Australia is based on stolen land, on the land of the Aboriginal people, and you know, the same, Israel is based on stolen land. There's a fundamental injustice at the heart of this, you know, this setup. So, yeah, so we also aren't for like balance in the sense it's all just equally horrible. We do recognise that Palestinian people have been colonised, dispossessed, you know, faced a genocide at the hands of the Israelis. So we support their right to resist. We don't support the tactics of Hamas, but we support the right of Palestinian people to fight for their freedom.
Liz, unfortunately, we've run out of time there, but we thank you for coming on and speaking to the Victorian Socialist Party, your platform and your recent statement. Thank you for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
Thank you. And can I just say that there's a demonstration this Sunday at 12 o'clock at the State Library, a major protest in solidarity with Palestine against the war in Gaza. So we'd love to see many people there.
Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca on Nevena. Stay tuned. We've got our next guest in the studio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.